4HKX Mobile. Jack C Mobile. 4NXC is KO4HKX. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Top of the morning to you.
All right, hadn't talked to you since last week. Have you talked to Ed?
He had that procedure. It all went well there. He had a little bit of a reaction to some medication, but he said that he was, he was getting over that.
Here, I was just trying to catch touch base and find out how he was. Hadn't heard from him in a while.
Once he felt better, he'd be on here in the morning. Even if it was from the house, but I chatted at him through text yesterday.
As long as somebody's able to talk to him.
Getting him up in prayer and just every now and then. I'll try to get a phone call into him, but, he's... Sometimes he got his phone cut off, and I think that's when he's trying to get some rest. I figured he's better off just getting some rest, and I'll talk with him through text, and then maybe Friday or Saturday I'll try to give him a call.
One reason I hadn't tried to bother him is everybody trying to do it and you can't get no rest. That's not good for him. Nope. Plans for this weekend?
No, not really.
I'm gonna stay close to the house. I may go up to the property and put up my cameras and walk around there for a little while. Try to get everything lined up with the inspection department.
You coming along?
Just in a holding pattern, waiting on the permitting process. They're 4 months behind.
People doing?
Just be doing okay right at the moment. How about you?
My grandkids got a cold going around. We were supposed to have a big get-together Labor Day, and that didn't happen. A couple of them woke up with sore throats, so they decided to call that off. But my wife and I are doing good, and my kids and their husbands, they're doing good. Everybody's, going to work. Trying to make hay while the sun's shining.
I know that feeling. That's what I've been doing. Just trying to get all I can get while I can. Cause I know there's coming a day that it won't happen.
You're right.
It hasn't helped me any. I'm trying to get to everybody in 3 days instead of four.
Truck in the wind, don't you?
Yes, sir. It ain't sitting still much. You at work?
Well, we had a catastrophic failure last week. It was horrible, but we had to terminate a guy. Well, he was gonna quit. And he went to quit, but when we found out what he'd done, we fired him. He don't know he got fired yet, but that's what's listed on his paperwork.
Cost you quite a bit of money there, I'm sure, if you had a catastrophic failure. That's usually expensive.
This joker was service rider, and he had scheduled a bunch of stuff in and let it just fall off the schedule. Had misinformation down, and we had some angry customers.
Good. Not right now, anyway.
Matt said something to me that he never forgot, and I think I graduated high school, and I was working three jobs and running around with the kids. You know how that goes. Had some free time. And he told me, he said, every day, son, you are chiseling your epitaph. and, you know, that went along with what kind of character you have and how good of a man you were and, you know, so on and so forth. And I've told those guys at work that's what they're doing every day is chiseling their epitaph. Matter of fact, some of them's chiseling on our tombstone, our epitaph, and I'm not sure I like it.
It's good when somebody else is speaking for you. Usually not a good situation to be in.
But, the Lord provided, and we moved some guys around, and I think we finally found a really good team because the service rider and the shop foreman and the second shift supervisor, they all have to work in conjunction with one another. And I've got a really good foreman who's got a good sense of work ethic and efficiency. And the guy who we moved into service rider position, he was an all-star player anyway. He's been a company man, or team, I should say team player. Company man sometimes has the wrong connotation, but... and then the guy we got on second has done an amazing job. So we got a good team in place. We're just in the beginning stages of it, and we're hoping for the best. And I think it will go good, but it's one of them deals where time is going to tell.
Hope everything goes good there. I know it's tough finding some good help right now, especially. And where nobody's wanting to work anymore. But, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm getting close to my black hole up here. You probably noticed it already. You take care. Have a good day. And I'll catch you next week sometime, or maybe this weekend if I'm on here on KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your phone. 7-3.
Take care as well, my friend. 7-3s to you. Be careful in your travels, and I hope you get everything you need to get done this week. I hope you get it done. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat at you later. KK4NXC.
4CEF Mobile.
Young man.
How are you doing? Tim doing? I ain't heard him on the radio in forever.
Good. He's been getting into work. Good grief. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Been in early for a while. I didn't know if he ever gonna get back to normal. Have you heard anything on Ed lately?
Yesterday over text, he's doing good. He's on his way to recovery. He had a bad reaction to some medication, but they're past that now. He's, you know, I've just been praying for his recovery. I think if I don't hear from him today, I might send him a text during lunch just to check in on him again. And maybe try to call him Friday.
Recover. That sucks when you have a reaction to it. At least he's heading in the right direction, man.
Seems to be. I mean, I'll talk to him. I tried to talk to him today. I tried to call him, but it went straight to voicemail, and normally he's in bed, you know, sleeping. He sleeps during the day. So I've just been texting him. I didn't want to tax him.
Understand that. So how's your week going so far?
Good. There ain't been much of it. I was off Monday and Tuesday, so I'd say I'm having a good week this week.
Bad. You've only worked one day so far. Today's number two.
Today, number two.
Yeah, I would love to take some more days off, but the two was all I got.
Bunch of stuff done around the house. I had a real productive time off. We were going to get together Monday as a clan, get the whole family together, but some grandkids woke up with sore throats, and that kind of messed that up. But we'll get together again. I think we're all getting together tomorrow, but things are going well.
Wide open at work, got late. Just, I don't know, it seems like it's never going to stop, which, I mean, I it's a good problem to have. It's just crazy how wide open we are.
Y'all got plenty of help.
Ooh, but, you know, we make do. I mean, the hall I'm in is like 100-something people short.
World, do you get by with 100 people short?
It ain't easy, but you do the best you can. Most of the time, it's just, you know, there's a little bit of overages factored into there, and, you know, your additional heads to cover your vacations and whatnot. So there's a little bit of overage built into it, but, you know, even still, you get a couple people down in an area, and it starts getting really tight. Which is not bad. I've had a couple employees, but they're starting to bring in employees that are do not have English as their primary language.
Not good.
Present some challenges. So, you know, we try to find areas, like I've got a couple people that can speak Spanish or whatnot, so you put them with them and they can, you know, teach them, or if you need to, you can have them kind of translate a conversation for you. But it's not horrible, but it is not an easy situation.
I can understand the complications of that.
If it opens their pool up a little bit more and gets more heads in. Open.
We're 3 weeks behind easy.
Easy. It's like, yeah, good, but it's crazy. So, Tim, I found a group that, I don't know, because he was interested in the JSA stuff, and you might be too, but it's called WinLink Wednesday. Have you ever heard of that or watched any videos on it?
No, a YouTube deal?
It's a video. One guy, he's not in the U.S., but he does videos. All his stuff's portable stuff, and he did a video on WinLink Wednesday. And I had watched it, and I'd sent WinLink before, but, you know, not a ton of purposes for it, you know, unless the internet's down or something, you need to send an email, if, I guess, unless it's down across the whole world. But either way, they do this, there's a website where they do, you send a email over the air to check in. And it kind of gives you practice on sending the WinLink email. And they have different formats you have to follow each week.
Interesting. Now, is that guy you're watching, is he in France?
B, it's O-H something is his call sign, if I remember. It doesn't start with an F, but I'm not 100% certain what all their call signs are.
I think I've seen that guy multiple times. I think I have seen that. I like him. He seemed to be pretty knowledgeable.
That, and I watched that video, and I started thinking, I'm like, well, you know, it'd be a good way to practice, because, you know, WinLink's not the easiest system to set up and format kind of the email that you send. So I started practicing that. It's a neat little net, and you go on their website, and they'll have you marked on a map from where everybody checked in from.
I found JSA call just unreliable. We were looking at it as a mobile emergency communication because you could leave a message on the bulletin board. But good grief, man. We were having troubles with it. You know, I don't know if you had a bunch of trouble with it, but we did.
I can definitely see where it can be problematic. It may be something, like I said, I'm sure Tim would be interested in it, but the WinLink, I don't know where it goes, I don't know where it sits, but you send an email to a call sign, And if they have a WinLink account, whenever you basically connect over RF to another station and download your email.
Yeah, I mentioned it to them, WinLink Wednesday.
Yeah, I set up a reminder on my phone to remind me of it. And you have all day Wednesday from start of Wednesday UTC time to the end of it. So about 8 o'clock here to get the email sent. And there's one week where they do a special form that you have to send in. I haven't dealt with it yet. I did practice it, but I thought that'd be pretty neat because if, you know, if there ever was a situation where you need to get something out, you can email. You did not have access to the internet, you can send an email out and get the message across. Remember, once I get to work, I'll send both of y'all a link to it.
Tough thing to do, because I know when I walk in, I'm going to get hit with a bunch of busy stuff.
I got to do the same thing. Once I get in, I got to get my reports run for our startup meeting this morning. Subject a little bit. How about my garden? I've been growing a garden all, you know, this whole summer. Didn't get any tomatoes whatsoever. It will bloom, but I wouldn't get any tomatoes on it. Finally, probably within the last week or two, there's been a couple tomatoes pop up. I told my wife, so, well, I don't know if you're going to get any or not, but, you know, they're on there. I just don't know whether they'll ripen up before it ends up getting our first frost or whatnot. KO4CF, Roddy.
We got a ton of tomatoes, and our garden did real good. The potatoes were a total failure. I mean, we planted 30 potato plants, and them things, none of them was big as a silver dollar. I mean, it's all down around 50 cent piece. I don't know what happened with that deal, but our tomatoes did extremely good, and we got those little cherry tomatoes or tiny tins, whatever you call them. Those things came up from last year. We pulled 100 of them plants out and still had just a grove of them things left. And so tomatoes was a really good reaping this year.
But I don't know what happened to mine. I don't know if it's because I had the one plant, you know, because I had the regular big tomatoes I was growing, and then like you, the small tomatoes. But the small plant and I bought mine from Burpee this year. I didn't get a chance to grow them, and man, neither one of them did anything. The big plant grew, and it would bloom. It just would not get any tomatoes on it. So I don't know if I wasn't getting the right pollinators or what, but it didn't do nothing. And now it's finally getting a couple tomatoes on it, but I think it's too late. So my doggone corn, I'm going to try it again next year. It didn't do good at all. I think I left it on the stalk too long.
How did you plant your corn?
Probably 8 or 10 plants fairly close together right in the in my garden at the edge. I mean, I watered the piss out of them, but I did keep an eye on them when they first started showing the silk. I really didn't know when they were ripe. I checked them, you know, just to see, but I don't think I did. I think I let them get too ripe.
I inoculated some big old 12-inch diameter logs. Well, they're bolts. I mean, they're not logs. I cut them out of a log. But finally got some mushrooms out of those last week. I mean, them mushrooms is as big as if you spread your hand out. And, of course, we cut them up and dehydrated them to add into, you know, spaghetti sauce or, you know, saute, whatever. But the mushrooms were surprising. That was good.
I would love that. I don't know if I'd take on that endeavor or not, but that'd be pretty neat. That sounds cool. Well, Mike, I'm going to say 7-3. I am getting off of my exit and getting ready to turn into the plant, so let me get this little antenna off the top of my car. So you have a safe trip the rest of the way into work, hopefully you have a good day today. And other than that, I hope we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Take care, my friend. Have a great day. Be careful. And, yeah, I should be on in the morning. 7-3s to you. And I'm destinating to. I'm coming up to my place of work here. So I got to get off, too. So, all right, 7-3s. We'll catch you later. KK4NXC, we're going to be clear.
7-3, guys. KN4TFW.
About that, I'm looking forward to talking to you. You normally on here 20 after, aren't you?
Yeah, it used to be. Now it's more like 5:30, 5:35. Because I technically don't have to be there until 7.
Okay. Well, you have a great day. 7-3s to you.
Yep, 7-3s. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC.
04HKX mobile.
KN4TFW.
Ken, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. And yourself?
Good. No, I'm just trying to get woke up this morning.
Getting down to Greer today.
And I'll be all over the place today. I got some special deliveries to make.
Today.
Long day. Be some people that are mad at me, and there are going to be people that are glad to see me.
Everybody happy.
What you got planned for today?
Nothing special that I can think of, and that is to should just be a regular day, I hope. Yeah, we got an outage coming first week in October, so I got to order a few things for that.
The next year, I have it by then.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Mike and Andrew.
And as I was getting on.
I talked to Mike on the other side of the black hole, but I didn't get to talk to Andrew.
I'd have to get on a little earlier.
There's some way I can get my receive up and transmit through that black hole, but I don't know what I can do.
I don't know. I had a Comet antenna that I used to have on my truck, that really tall one, and that it worked. It did really, really good, and that, but it was definitely a limb knocker.
You know, I'm so high already, and I'm putting it up here on this antenna, so I'm already hitting limbs with what I got.
I'm at the bottom and let it, you know, rest up against it. I don't know if that'll hurt it or not.
The metal and everything around by the box and the stacks and the cab that deflect all the signals, so I don't know. I'm looking into putting some more ground on the truck and some bonding. I've been studying up on that and see if that won't help. I'm trying to find the stuff to do it all with. Not before I try anything else, anyway. Still there?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in a red light right now.
Hampton.
Here at that Highway 80, I think it is, that little connector. Good for this weekend. Supposed to be pretty up your way.
I think I'm going to take one day and go up to the property and try to get ready for hunting season a little bit. Scout me out a nice place to sit. And then the rest of the week, I may work on some antennas around the house and vehicle maintenance, because next weekend I'll be out of town.
Down.
Going over to Pigeon Forge for the rod run, something we do every year, April and September.
It'd be fun.
He, lot more fun for me. Now it's got to where, I don't know if it's me getting older or the young kids are all, that's all that seem to be there anymore. And a lot of the cars are still there, but not quite like it used to be when I was younger. So I don't know if I'm going to try Shades of the Past or another weekend next year.
The cars with the great big brims on them and everything make them look stupid.
Squatted trucks and the diesel trucks, that all I want to do is roll coal and all that mess. I drive a diesel truck and I feel bad because I'm not out there doing any of that stuff, but it makes you look like you're an idiot just because of association with them.
Well, I saw that your governor passed that. Sign that bill that after December you can't have them squatted trucks.
I don't know what they're going to do. There's a ton of them up here, so I don't know. I'm hoping they outlaw them, but then again, you know, it's a freedom of expression. So I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about how they're going about it. So I don't know on that one.
I can understand the expression and that, but man, if they're so darn high, if it hits you from the side, it'd be all up in, you know, all up in the windows on any car, and that's just, you know, that's just dangerous. That it's you know, it's just really dangerous for everybody. Come in.
Get that, man. You can't see out of them when you're going forward either. So you know, I understand all that. Maybe limit how much they could do it instead of just doing away with it altogether is what I was saying. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm just not big on the government coming in and saying, you're going to do this.
Come on in, comment.
Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Whiskey. When is that rod run?
Weekend, but next weekend.
I got you. Dang, I was hoping to kill two birds with one stone. They got a big Sevierville Ham Fest going on the next weekend after the rod run. I was hoping that was going to be the same weekend as the rod run.
You and me both. I was thinking about going back the following weekend myself.
Hi, Damien.
What are we doing? We in the big truck and on my way up to Spartanburg to pick up a little bit of trash today. Just trashing around. Doing real good this morning.
Well, headed out there to Lubrizol.
I'm around that place today, but not going there.
It's been keeping an eye out for you.
It don't happen that much. Every now and then, about 2 months ago, I was in there at least once a week. But most time, it might be once a month. If somebody's out or something, I come in there. But I don't get to go in there that much.
You're pretty far to dump it, don't you?
Yeah, it goes down to Union Landfill, or Landfill Wildcat Road, Union Landfill.
Oh, I was just sitting here listening, trying to stay out of the way for a minute. Coming down the mountain on 25, so you got to watch what you're doing.
Any of y'all make it to the Shelby Ham Fest?
Saturday.
I didn't Saturday. It was a good little ham fest. Pretty weather, too. It wasn't extremely hot.
It was a good time. It's the first one I'd been to of any size. So the wife and I enjoyed it. We walked around quite a bit and picked up a few things here and there, but nothing too big.
The Spartanburg Ham Fest canceled theirs this Saturday. It was supposed to be this Saturday, but I understand they canceled theirs.
Rescheduled it sometime in the spring right now. Something about it lost their deposit on the facility if they had canceled it versus rescheduling it.
Well, that's good. That's good. They usually have it in, they used to have it in the spring anyway. It's, I think, first weekend in May, I want to think, is when they used to have it. So maybe they went back to that date then.
For sure. I've heard both ways, so I'm trying to find out for sure. I don't know.
October. I want to think it's the third weekend in October in Gaffney. It's a fairly decent one. And then Rock Hill will be the first weekend in October. It's a pretty decent one.
Flyers to those this past weekend at the Shelby Ham Fest. I picked them up so I'd know when they were.
Out on Mountain, Georgia. That's always good for Ham Fest. That's the first weekend in November. I plan on going down there. They canceled last year, but hopefully it won't cancel this year. That's a pretty good Ham Fest there.
My license last year, so I'm trying to get what I can get in case they do cancel anything, because there's just nothing around after they do.
Yeah, I'm right here just jumping up on 85 right now. Damien's got us both beat. He's an extra.
Let me beat. I just got my tech license.
I don't even remember how long it's been now. I lost count of it, but I went to the Spartanburg Ham Fest. That's where I actually got my all of them. I went to and got my tech. I want to think it's been almost 10 years. I might be wrong. Anyway, I went and got my tech, and then the next year I said, I'm going to wait and study. So the next year I went and got my general, and while I was in there getting my general, the guy said, you might as well take your extra, it's free. Since you done paid for your general, the worst can happen is you fail. And I hadn't really studied for the extra. And I ended up making better on the extra than I did in my general.
I think when I looked you up, it was 2013.
It's bumping. Fixing to be bumping, 10.
Yeah, it won't be long. You'll have to renew.
Don't want to forget that, that's for sure. Profile on QRZ, I hadn't messed with that in a long time.
Very much.
I used to. I don't get in there as much as I like to anymore. It's because work, family, and all that. But it gets cooler this year. I plan on trying to do some HF work and all that. It's just springtime, summertime, just got so much going on and stuff. I tell you what, the last year has been a doozy. I should have got on it the first of the year. I had to go out with my knee. I had to have my knee scoped, and I was out for almost 12 weeks. And I had plenty of time, but I chose to do other stuff.
Me, I get on HF when I don't have anything else to do. And then, like you said, it's, you know, between family and everything, you got a lot of other commitments first.
Yeah, when I first got mine, I wasn't, it didn't bother me as bad, I guess, because I was 10 years younger. I used to stay up all hours of the night. I'd go to work, you know, have to be at work at 5 or 6 in the morning. And I'd stay up for 2 or 3 and sleep 2 hours and go to work. Man, it didn't bother me at all. But now, I realized I like that sleep better.
I hear you on that one, KN4TFW.
Yeah, amen on that one, KO4HKX.
Kilo Victor 4H Rain Whiskey. Yeah, I didn't know no better, I don't believe. I did that all my whole life doing that. And before it started catching up with me, I used to coon hunt, stay out 2 or 3 in the morning coon hunting, and take 2 hour nap and go to work, and it wouldn't even bother me.
I didn't remember how bad we felt that day.
It's sure a lot easier to recover from it.
I was taught that I could do that for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, off and on, and be fine. But when I got ready to crash, I crashed. I also run a company, Stouffer's Nestle in Gaffney. That was my account. And I think that was one reason I learned how to do that, because I had to be up all hours of the night taking care of them. They call. I was on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I was up and down. If something went down, the compactor went down, we might stay over two days straight and just take catnaps hauling the trash out of that plant. And it didn't faze me. But when things got normal, and I learned that I like my sleep better, it's just hard to turn away from that bed.
Getting up early to go to work or just getting up early in general and that, but if we're going to do that all the time, then I got to have me a set early bedtime. I like my 8 hours.
I got two young kids. I got a little 11-year-old girl. I got a little 3-year-old boy fixing to be 4. I tell you what, I've not figured out yet. I see on Facebook and I hear all these parents talk about how they get the kids in the bed by 8 o'clock and they in the bed by 8:30 at night, and I'm sitting there scratching my head. I need to go spend a night with y'all and figure out what y'all doing. I ain't figured out how to get that going yet.
On the side of the road asleep this morning.
The truck stopped following around on them in. I'm joking, but it's not too far off.
Hey, when I was on the road running down on 995 down in Florida, that's the truth right now. They wouldn't let them in. It just got full. Down in Florida, they ain't a lot of truck stops. They ain't a lot of rest areas or nothing. If you don't get in them truck stops early down there, they fill up quick, and you ain't got nowhere.
Traveling around, they're always full when it gets close to dinner time. They'll start filling up quick. My dad was a truck driver, too, so I rode around with him when I was younger. And I don't have to mess with it a whole lot now, but I don't know. They just, like you say, they fill up quick.
But most people... Most truck drivers like to do the night deal. That's what I did. I'd run the night. You know, you get in around lunchtime or so and shut down and do it back again about midnight and run it again, you know. That seemed to be a better plan, less traffic and all that, especially if you're going up north, Baltimore, Washington, New York and all that. Atlanta, you won't get in there at night. You get the heck out of there before everybody else come in.
I'll go up to the Hamfest in Pigeon Forge.
KN4KFW.
KO4HKX.
I'm still here, Kilo Victor 4X Ray Whiskey.
Up to the Hamfest in Pigeon Forge.
I don't know how, I'm going to try to make it up there. It's always been a nice one up there. They've had it twice this year. This will be the second time they had it in the spring. Since COVID, they've been trying to do it 2 times. They canceled it last year in the spring and had it in September. And then they went ahead and booked it for last year's spring, or this year's spring. And it did real good, so they said, you know what, we're going to do it twice. So they went ahead and booked it again for the this fall. So I've always enjoyed it, and I try to make a family deal out of that. I pull a camper up there and stay at a campground right outside of Pigeon Forge, and we got season passes at Dollywood. So I get up there that Friday, spend all day Friday with the family, and then Saturday go to Ham Fest. I'll be out of there about 10, 11, go to Dollywood. So it works out pretty good.
The flea market right off of I-40, isn't it?
Fairgrounds. It'd be the fairgrounds. Sevierville Fairgrounds is where they gonna, where that ham fest is at.
For some reason, I was thinking it's there where the flea market's at.
Right there by the Bass Pro?
That's what I was thinking.
It's on that same stretch of road, but it's on down. Matter of fact, that Wilderness in the Smokies, if you're familiar with that, it's about a mile from Wilderness in the Smokies over there on the back, the little back road right there where the fairgrounds is at.
Thanks for that information. I wouldn't know where I was going.
Look up Google Sevierville Ham Fest, and it should come up the website with the date. It'll tell you, I think it's got a little countdown clock. It'll tell you how many days and hours it is to the Ham Fest. It'll have the address and stuff on there for you.
That's my wife to go walk around at this one with me since I took her to Shelby and walked her.
I'm back to back.
Time for that one.
I know that's right.
You still there? If you are, I just remembered the weekend of the Ham Fest is also, I believe, the F-100 show in Pigeon Forge, if you're interested in going to it.
Okay. What is that, when they had the old F-100 trucks out there? I'm a Ford man. I own two Ford pickup trucks. I know F-100s, but I got two F-150s. I got a specialty truck. It's a F-150 Black Ops Edition, 2014, with a 6.2, 490 horses.
Looking trucks. I worked for Ford as a mechanic for many years.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk myself out of it, and I about talked myself out of it for right now, but I really like to have a supercharger on that truck.
So much.
You're right, you know. And, I mean, it's neat. It's cool. You know, say you got it and you hear it. A little whine when you take off and all that. But, my biggest worry would be that I'd have to go ahead and beef up the transmission, keep it from coming apart or something with all that horsepower and all that. So I don't want to have to spend all that kind of money doing all that. So at best, I just leave it like it is, be happy.
Hey guys, I just made it in through the gate, so I'm going to have to say 73. And hope you guys have an awesome day. And Damien, it was really good to hear you in here this morning again. And then, so you guys have a good one, and I'll try to catch you another time. KN4TFW.
And have a good day. As usual, good talk to you this morning. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
Enjoy work today.
Ha ha. Well, hang on to that one. That's the last year of the steel body trucks. So that's what I'd rather have.
Reason I got that, I'd been looking for something that's lifted and already everything decked out and dolled out. It's got the hood scoop and everything. And, that's the last year also that they put the 6.2 in the F-150s.
In 2015 is when I quit working for Ford and started working, bought my Matco tool out.
The Matco, the tools and all that.
That's me. I ride around all day.
You come down there where my shop is. We got a shop in Malden where I work at. You don't come to Malden, do you?
I do not, but there is a tool guy down that way that can come by if you need him to.
I got you. Now, I couldn't remember who comes. I don't remember exactly who comes down there to Republic Service shop down there. That's who I work for. Drive a trash truck for Republic Service. I do remember seeing a tool guy down there a good bit.
Protected little areas we're supposed to stay in, and some of us do it and some of them don't.
You know, I understand that. You know, I mean, that's your livelihood. You know, I guess that tool deal is kind of like bread, man. I got a friend that delivers bread, you know, and he had to buy his own truck, buy the route, everything. I mean, I know we're talking two different things, bread and tools, but I figured it's kind of simpler.
Business works is pretty close. The same thing, same principle.
Thanks to work down there. They spent a lot of money, you know, as far as getting started. You and your mechanic and all that, you spend a good bit of money on your tools and stuff.
why it's critical to do it once and do it right, because you spend a lot of money on it. I still have a lot of money in my tools at the house, so it's just an expensive career to get into, and it takes time to build up to it.
It's kind of like ham radio. When the latest, greatest radio comes out, you know, you want to buy it, and I'm sure the latest, greatest tools come out, and the neat tools and little cameras, the, you know, diagnostic tools and all that. Everybody wants to buy the latest, greatest stuff.
Sometimes that's the way it works. And then you got guys that they wouldn't buy it if it would do the job for them. They won't spend the money on it.
See on YouTube all the time, as far as ham radio goes, where there's a lot of people. I don't know how they get in on it. I wish I could get in on it, where they become like testers for different, you know, ICOM and Yaesu and all that. I told my wife I need to be a tester, because that's what I do. I buy the latest, greatest stuff. I play with it a little bit. If I don't like it, I sell it. And as much money as I've bought over the years, the latest, greatest stuff, I can just be a tester and don't even have to never worry about it.
One of those last weekend at the Shelby Ham Fest, I was talking to him. If you ever look up on YouTube, Far Point Farms, Eric, he does a lot of that product reviews and product testing. So they're around. You can talk to them.
And what was his, the company he's with or whatever?
His YouTube channel is Far, F-A-R, Point Farms.
Okay. Far Point Farms.
Frank Alpha Romeo.
Okay, I got you now. Copy that. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Catawba County, North Carolina, which I live in Transylvania, so he's not too far away from me.
I bought a Motorola Apex 8000 last year. I'm still playing with it right now, getting it all set up. But I'm in the public service, firefighter and stuff, and so I get to utilize that radio to max it out, basically. It's got 800 megahertz for the PAL 800 system, and then VHF and UHF, tri-band radio. But they're about $5,000. I told my wife I bought that. She looked at me and called me stupid.
Doesn't get it either. Me getting into this hobby last year, she just shakes her head and walks off. She doesn't even say anything anymore.
Well, to make money to pay for my hobby, last year before Christmas, I was brainstorming and I called a fella up that I'd seen some leather fire helmets, and he had for sale brand new ones up in North Carolina. Ended up making him a deal on all of them. I think I gave right at $13,000 for all the leather fire helmets, and turned around and resold them for Christmas presents for everybody. Firemen love leather fire helmets for Christmas. I put them online and ended up twisting and turning and making probably about $2,000 or $3,000. But when I told my wife I was going to take $13,000 loan out to buy fire helmets, you would have heard that conversation.
Yes. But Damien, I'm going to have to get off here. I've arrived at my first destination and I got customers walking up, so I'm going to say 73s for now. KO4HKX. And it was good talking to you. And I'm on off here all day long monitoring, so give me a shout sometime.
All right, buddy Roe. Enjoyed it. Try to get back in here. Sell them tools. Kilo with the 4X Ray Whiskey. Be clear, I'm pulling my destination too.